The yogi. Api. Moreover. Itaya. By this. Charamaya. Ultimate. Manasaha. Of the mind. Nivritya. By cessation of material reaction. Tasmin, in his, Mahimni, ultimate glory, Avasitaha, situated, Sukha Dukha Bahye, outside of happiness and distress. Hetutvam, the cause. Api, indeed. Asati, a product of ignorance. Kartari, in the false ego. Dukayo, of pleasure and pain. Yat, which. Swa-atman, to his own self. Vidapte, he attributes. Upalabdha, realized. Para-atma, of the personality of Godhead. Kashtoh, the highest truth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thus situated in the highest transcendental stage, the mind ceases from all material reaction and becomes situated in its own glory, transcendental to all material conceptions of happiness and distress. At that time, the yogi realizes the truth of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He discovers that pleasure and pain, as well as their interactions, which he attributed to his own self, are actually due to the false ego, which is a product of ignorance. Purport. Forgetfulness of one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a product of ignorance. By yoga practice, one can eradicate this ignorance of thinking oneself independent of the Supreme Lord. One's actual relationship is eternally that of love. The living entity is meant to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. Forgetfulness of that sweet relationship is called ignorance. And in ignorance, one is impelled by the three modes of material nature to think himself the enjoyer. When the devotee's mind is purified, and he understands that his mind has to be dovetailed with the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has attained the perfectional transcendental stage, which is beyond the perception of material distress and happiness, as long as one acts on his own account. He is subject to all the material perceptions of so-called happiness and distress. Actually, there is no happiness, just as there is no happiness in any activities of a madman. So in material activities, the mental conception of happiness and distress are false. Actually, everything is distress. When the mind is dovetailed to act according to the desire of the Lord, one has attained the transcendental stage. The desire to lord over material nature is the cause of ignorance. And when that desire is completely extinguished, and the desires are dovetailed with those of the Supreme Lord, one has reached the perfectional stage. Upalabdha paratma kash toho. Upalabdha means realization. Realization necessarily indicates individuality. In the perfectional liberated stage, there is actual realization. Nivritya means that the living entity keeps his individuality. Oneness means that he realizes happiness in the happiness of the Supreme Lord. In the Supreme Lord, there is nothing but happiness. Anandamayo abhyasat. The Lord is by nature full of transcendental happiness. In the liberated stage, oneness with the Supreme Lord means that one has no realization other than happiness. But the individual still exists. Otherwise, the word upalabdha, indicating individual realization of transcendental happiness, would not have been used. We are living an existence of distress, calling some of it happiness, but this is false happiness. We're not meant to live this unhappy existence. We're meant for our real spiritual life, which is impelled not by laws of nature or laws of man, but by the laws of prema, of love. Everything is spontaneous and natural in the spiritual realm. We want to recover that original natural life, but it is recommended to accept discipline for that purpose. Rules and regulations are imposed or recommended by the Vedas, rules of civilized behavior. A man in a position of a brahmana should act like this. He should live simply. He should study the shastras. He should worship the Lord. He should avoid violence. He should avoid taking more things than he needs. This is duty of a brahmana. But the duty of another man, say a kshatriya, is different. A kshatriya is meant to accept a kingdom, to rule it, and to use violence. The duties are different than those of a brahmana. And they're different, and both of them are under strict regulation of the shastra. This is Sanatan Dharma according to the Varnashram system. Those who have no attraction to the personality of Godhead must follow this path. Otherwise, they are not civilized human beings. Vanashrama Charavata Purushena Parakpuman Vishnu Radha Jyate Pumsaknanya Tatosha Karanam. A human being can be considered engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead if he's following the duties according to his position in the Varnashram system as stipulated by the Vedic Shastra. Otherwise, there is no other way to actually satisfy the Supreme Lord. But transcendental, loving devotional service, the original, natural function of the living entity, is perfect fulfillment of all the Vedic injunctions. If you can simply think of Krishna constantly, and if you have loving attraction toward Krishna, then you've already obeyed all the rules. You've done all the rituals. Aho gata shvapachoto gariyan yajihuagve vartate namatubhya. Even a person who has no qualification according to the Varnashram system who is born in a family of outcasts, worse than Shudras, if he's chanting the holy names of the Lord, if the name of the Lord is on his tongue, then he's better than the ordinary Brahmana, who executes all his Vedic duties very carefully. If one has attraction to Krishna, especially if one has attraction to hearing about Krishna, then he doesn't have to do anything else. That is his duty. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matshakata shravanadau va yadashradana jayate. Krishna tells his friend Uddhava that a man has to continue doing his ritualistic duties according to the Varnashrama system only until he becomes seriously attracted to hearing the topics about the Supreme Lord. Then he doesn't have any other duty. Our duty is primarily Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. To hear and chant the glories of Vishnu and to remember him. And then Padasevanam, and to do various personal services for the Lord. Personal service for the representative of the Lord, one spiritual master, and helping the spiritual master carry out his mission in the service of the Lord. This is our duty. We don't have any more material duties. Even though we may be neophytes, newcomers in the process of devotional service. If this seed of faith has been planted in our heart, then we are absolved. We are excused from all other duties. And we rise above material happiness and distress. It's because we still have material attachment. When my material situation is threatened, when my security, material security is threatened, I have put money in the bank to secure my old age, to get my daughters married, and so on. If that money is threatened, the investments I've made fail, then I feel great pain because of material attachment only. If I had no such material sense of attachment, whether I lost the money or the money was doubled, it would not matter to me either way. My happiness is only in Krishna's happiness. That is transcendental consciousness. I'm just looking for the sentence. Anyway, the perfection is to find happiness only in Krishna's happiness. If I can help make Krishna happy, then I'll be satisfied. Life is intolerable if I cannot do something to please Krishna. That is the attitude of a pure devotee. Such a devotee doesn't have any material obligations anymore. And he rises above all material attachments. And by being free from attachment, he doesn't feel material happiness and distress. And he's free to begin feeling spiritual happiness. Chaitodharmanam Arjunam. When we have cleaned the mirror of the heart by Harinam Sankirtan, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, then the experience of material life, which is constant agony, like being trapped in a terrible forest fire, Davagni. But that Nam Sankirtan is like a rain storm, a rain downpour of mercy Just like the rain can put out a forest fire, even when nothing else works. If it rains, then the forest fire may be extinguished. So the rain of Harinam Sankirtan puts out the burning fire of material existence and awakens the ecstasy of the heart. Shreyak Koinova Chandrika Vitaranam. Chandrika is the moonlight, the light of the moon. The Koinova, night blooming, blue lotus. When the rays of the moon fall upon the blue night lotus, then it opens up. Then it awakens. And this is the metaphorical Shreya Koinova, the lily, lotus flower of auspiciousness. Our fortunate life, auspicious life, begins when the mercy rays of the moonlight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nam Sankirtan falls upon our heart. Rupa Goswami explains in his discussion of his own definition of the six potencies of devotional service. Kleshagni Shubhada, the first two. Devotional service, even in the beginning stage of practice, has the power to destroy all kinds of suffering and to give all kinds of auspiciousness. So, Rupa Goswami explains that there are various kinds of auspiciousness, and they're all produced by performance of devotional service in practice, including material benefits. Material comforts and security also come, and liberation, and the auspiciousness of becoming situated in actual service of Krishna. A neophyte has not yet begun to realize his eternal spiritual identity, his swarupa. That can only come much later, in a much more advanced state. But he is, even a neophyte who is properly following the instructions of the Vaishnavas, he is actually situated in Krishna's service. By serving the Vaishnavas, you are serving Krishna. By serving a spiritual master who is a pure devotee of Krishna, you are also being, through the agency of the spiritual master, engaged directly in Krishna's service. We're doing archanam of the deities. We don't have any love, and we make many mistakes. We violate rules of cleanliness and rules of proper procedures of worship. Our minds are inattentive. The service we do is very imperfect. But when our spiritual master installed these deities, Prabhupada explains, he asks Krishna, "My dear sir, I admit that my disciples are imperfect, but I'm asking you to please accept their service." On the request of the pure devotee, Krishna is obliged to accept the service of his servant's disciples. And that's how we're able to engage directly in Krishna's service. Because we offer our service to our spiritual master, and he offers it to Krishna. Or more properly, he offers it to his spiritual master, and it goes up the line of specific succession and reaches Krishna. This way we are actually engaged in serving Krishna, even though, because in Krishna everything is happiness, everything is pure. Krishna has no distress. Krishna is never in any way contaminated by any flaw, any fault. We are full of faults, And we are sometimes depressed, sometimes angry, sometimes in terror. We're not fit in our present condition to be in the company of Krishna. Still, we give our service at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, and they are able to give it to Krishna. We're training up how to become fit to enter this service, enter the direct service in the company of Krishna. It's actual service we're doing, but the difference is we cannot give it to Krishna directly because we cannot approach him. We're still materially contaminated, we cannot get very near Krishna. But through the disciplic succession, we can offer our service and we become purified. We become happy. Tatak rajastamo bhava kama lobada yaschaye cheta etairana vidam stitvam sattve prasidati. We may be in the beginning still very contaminated by lower qualities of passion and ignorance, but by constant service to the book Bhagavatam and the devotee Bhagavatam, by constant practice of chanting Krishna's names, the heart becomes purified of these qualities of passion and ignorance. And the mode of goodness becomes prominent gradually. Then, stittam sattva, when we are fixed solidly in sattva guna, then we feel satisfied in our hearts. That is the quality of goodness, that the heart is satisfied and peaceful. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. When one is thus satisfied, I don't mean feeling the bliss of prema, just being situated in the mode of goodness, one is able to very diligently, without deviation, practice serving Krishna in the mode of goodness. You can do this. You can be steady and reliable in your service to Krishna, even without having the higher perfection of pure love. But you're steady because you're in the mode of goodness. Then you can begin to properly understand Krishna. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam. Not just theoretical, but realized knowledge of who this personality of Godhead actually is. Mukta sangasya, because you have become free from lower material attachments. Therefore, you can become actually attached to Krishna and begin to realize his greatness. That's the beginning of the real perfection of our lives. Upalabdha paratma kashtaha are the words used in this verse. Having realized, Prabhupada says upalabdha means realization. Having realized, seen with our own eyes, understood with our own heart, not just mentally, not just theoretically, but convinced, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. He is the most attractive. He is the proper object of our love. Realize that. Know it for sure. Taste it and smell it and see it with your own eyes. That is what this verse calls upalabdha paratmakashtaha. To understand the real position, realize knowledge of the real position of the Supreme Soul. These are Kapiladeva's instructions to his mother. They were spoken many millions of years ago. The process was not exactly the same that we're following. It was more a meditational process because that is appropriate to Satya Yuga. But the basic principles are the same. Fixing the mind on the personality of Godhead and having the heart become attracted to Him. Then everything proceeds naturally. When we have developed some attraction to Krishna, then everything more that has to be achieved happens naturally, without rules and regulations, without separate discipline. One is just impelled to come closer and closer to Krishna. So Kapila will, in the next verses, continue explaining even higher stages of spiritual development. Hare Krishna. So are there any questions or comments? Okay. No? I thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Vijaya.